Hello and welcome. As always, even though we are under the Two Guys Gaming banner, this is One Guy Reading. Whether you meant to or not, you found News Book Club. Right now, we are reading Dragons of Deceit, the latest book from Margaret Weis and Tracy Hickman in the Dragonlance series. I had a bit of a scare just recently. My computer wouldn't turn on, so I thought I might have to record this on my phone, but everything worked out fine, and we are ready to go. In this episode, episode 14, we will be talking about chapter 16, as I usually do. I will give a synopsis of the chapter, and then I will give my reaction to the chapter. Okay, chapter 16. Destina and Saber arrive at the Mountain Kingdom of the Dwarves. He drops her far enough away that they don't attract attention to the dragon. They formulate a plan to meet when she's done. Before parting ways, she promises a new treasure when they meet again. At first, she feels intimidated by the mountain. She sees both humans and dwarves traveling along a road to a city just inside the gate, known, appropriately, as Gateway City. It serves as a merchant city for those entering and exiting the mountain. As she travels, she receives some strange looks. People wonder about the wealthy-seeming woman traveling on foot and carrying a rucksack like some common beggar. She ignores them and tries to get her bearings. A young woman offers help. Destina gladly accepts, as she has no idea how to get around the city. First, the young woman assures Destina that entry into the city is mostly a formality. She then tells her about an inn that caters to humans. Unfortunately, she can't help with getting around the inner kingdom inside the mountain, as she never wanted to go. Destina, however, needs to get into the mountain to deliver a message to the king. She tells the gate guards as much. Initially, they think she's joking, but she persists. She produces a letter that they try to brush off. She stands her ground. Eventually, goaded by the crowd waiting to get in, they relent and take the letter to deliver it to the king. After making it into the city, she makes her way to the inn, and she wonders if they will actually deliver the letter. In spite of this, she enjoys her short stay as an honored guest before the messenger arrives to take her to the king. While she wanted to travel further into the mountain kingdom than the king would allow, she still accepts the invite to meet with him. Unlike the woman she met and the author of one of the books she read, Destina finds the history and architecture of the dwarves fascinating. Her escort gives her a tour as they walk. Weis and Hickman also make note of the things she finds interesting. She makes a note of the lights that they have, which are larvae of some worm that glow, and then as they mature, they let them go. So they take care of the larvae until they mature, and then they let them go. So she makes a note of that, and her escort gives her the explanation of that as they walk along. They arrive just before the general audience, but they bypass the line so that she can meet with the king about her urgent business. She tells him the information she found about the Grey Gem being hidden in Thywar, the Dark Dwarven Kingdom, if I haven't explained that in a previous episode. He asks for one of his advisors, a cleric, to join the meeting. After hearing the story again for the cleric's ears, he mentions that another human came recently, referring to Ungar. Initially, she distances herself from Ungar. She notices that the king is none too happy about Ungar and his spying in the mountain. However, when the king presses, she confesses to knowing him and their deal to have her find and return the Grey Gem. She explains, without going into too much detail, that her father is in peril and she needs the Grey Gem to help rescue him. The meeting ends with her offending the king, then going into the slightly more details that I mentioned about her father, the king demanding an investigation into the matter, and Destina staying in the mountain during the investigation. She accepts, but wonders why the sudden change of heart. They only give us one clue, one word: Wolfstone. Okay, now for my reaction. I actually enjoy these chapters when they talk about visiting different parts of the world. One of my favorite parts of D&D is the exploration. As a player, I love seeing what new cities and towns have to offer. As a DM, I enjoy playing minor NPCs and trying to give them a life beyond the limited interactions that they have with my players. When I'm reading, I try to visualize the setting. And now, for one of my patented nerd shame admissions, those of you who follow the page will be familiar with these. I might have even admitted this one before. I never saw Lord of the Rings. I tried reading the books when I worked overnights, and barely made it into the first one before conceding to watch the movies, which of course I never did. Whoops. Liam came down with the books a couple months ago, and I admitted to him that the books are long and not terribly interesting, at least not to me. So hopefully I didn't poison the well, and I don't know if he actually read them, but I just noticed that the book is sitting in our living room on a shelf right now, so I don't think he read them. Maybe I'll check with him to see if he actually did. I just know that as a nerd, you're supposed to love Lord of the Rings, and I just honestly don't. However, I played way too much World of Warcraft during Burning Crusade and Wrath of the Lich King. I don't use the word addicted. My wife does, but I don't. But the story of both expansions blew me away. I both got too busy, and the disappointment of Cataclysm and Warlords, wrapped around a decent Pandaria expansion, cemented my exit from the game. The point of this all is that all of those trips to Ironforge burned into my brain. Anytime I visualize a dwarven mountain, that's what I see. Weiss and Hickman do a good job of adding details that my brain superimposed over the existing image of Ironforge. Like the larvae that we were talking about, they grow into worms that built the tunnels that the dwarves live in inside of the mountain. So my brain takes Ironforge, puts these lanterns and such onto it, slightly alters the details a little bit, and I get Thorbjarn from Dragonlance. Hey, we all have our vices, right? So I say, thanks, Weiss and Hickman, for the visit back to my old dwarven friends. Also, maybe I should use words like addiction, because that trip down memory lane kind of made me want to try the game again. The only positive is that all of my old World of Warcraft friends and guildmates have probably moved on as well, so any trip back to Azeroth wouldn't last longer than a month, I bet. In addition, the chapter introduces some new characters. I think the cleric that showed up may play a role in the story and party. So right now we have Taz, Flint, Destina, the dragon, and now possibly the cleric. Since Destina's character is becoming more likable, I'm down for this party. Let's get it started already. And that brings me to the complaining portion of the episode. Hey, you knew it was coming. But I complain because I love. Seriously though, why did it take 15 chapters to finally get to a point where I want to keep reading? A few diamonds in the rough and false starts, but finally, we are there. We have a quest. We have the makings of a party. There are several possible villains, including our main character. I get the introductions need to happen, but like I said in either the last episode or the one before, they legitimately could have eliminated the first 10 chapters in the book and missed nothing. But we are here now. I'm ready to invest the next few weeks to get this book done and prepare for the next one. I don't know if I mentioned here, I know I've been mentioning in the show notes, but after this one, I want to read Ready Player One before the release of Book Two of this series. I saw that one of my kids had it in his backpack, and that's another one of those books that, especially recently, has become part of the nerd pantheon of books. I know Will Wheaton did the audio version of it or something like that, so I want to check that one out next and maybe restore some of my nerd cred after admitting that I don't like Lord of the Rings. In addition, as I wrote this one, I mapped out the rest of the chapters for this particular book, book two of this one. And on Friday, I think I'm going to do 17 and 18 because they're both kind of short. And then if I do 19 on Monday, 20 on Wednesday, and 21 and 22, again, they're short on Friday of next week, then we'll be in pretty good shape to finish the book with plenty of time to read Ready Player One. And who knows, maybe some other things. Maybe I'll throw in some comic books. I picked up the latest Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles series because it looked really good. So maybe I'll do that if there's some time after reading Ready Player One. I don't know how quickly that one will go. As always, thanks for listening. If you didn't find us there, go to www.twoguysgaming.net. That's where all our socials are. You'll find our YouTube page there, where I've consistently uploaded videos for the daily RPG calendar that I got myself for Christmas. And I will talk to you again on Friday with chapter 17 and 18. See you then. Bye.
We are two guys.